8. The Trinity Beyond the Finite. Many truths and facts pertaining to the Paradise Trinity can only be even partially comprehended by recognizing a function that transcends the finite. It would be inadvisable to discuss the functions of the Trinity of Ultimacy, but it may be disclosed that God the Ultimate is the Trinity manifestation comprehended by the Transcendentalers. We are inclined to the belief that the unification of the Master Universe is the eventuating act of the Ultimate, and is probably reflective of certain, but not all, phases of the absonite over-control of the Paradise Trinity. The Ultimate is a qualified manifestation of the Trinity in relation to the absonite, only in the sense that the Supreme thus partially represents the Trinity in relation to the finite. The Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit are, in a certain sense, the constituent personalities of total deity. Their union in the Paradise Trinity and the absolute function of the Trinity equivalate to the function of total deity, and such completion of deity transcends both the finite and the absonite. While no single person of the Paradise deities actually fills all deity potential, collectively all three do. Three infinite persons seems to be the minimum number of beings required to activate the pre-personal and existential potential of total deity, the deity absolute. We know the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit as persons, but I do not personally know the deity absolute. I love and worship God the Father. I respect and honor the deity absolute. I once sojourned in a universe where a certain group of beings taught that the Finaliters, in eternity, were eventually to become the children of the Deity Absolute, but I am unwilling to accept this solution of the mystery which enshrouds the future of the Finaliters. The core of the Finality embrace, among others, those mortals of time and space who have attained perfection in all that pertains to the will of God. As creatures, and within the limits of creature capacity, they fully and truly know God. Having thus found God as the Father of all creatures, these Finaliters must sometime begin the quest for the superfinite Father. But this quest involves a grasp of the absonite nature of the ultimate attributes and character of the Paradise Father. Eternity will disclose whether such an attainment is possible, but we are convinced, even if the Finaliters do grasp this ultimate of deity, they will probably be unable to attain the super-ultimate levels of absolute deity. It may be possible that the Finaliters will partially attain the deity absolute, but even if they should, still, in the eternity of eternities, the problem of the universal absolute will continue to intrigue, mystify, baffle, and challenge the ascending and progressing Finaliters. For we perceive that the unfathomability of the cosmic relationships of the universal absolute will tend to grow in proportions as the material universes and their spiritual administration continue to expand. Only infinity can disclose the Father Infinite. Sponsored by a universal censor, acting by authority from the Ancients of Days resident on Uversa.